back home.
The back,
the back porch,
yeah,
and the bathroom.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And you recall that the outdoor toilet was a Johnny.
Johnny, or a privy, or a toilet. It was called a toilet.
Mm-hmm. But never a garden house.
Not that I remember. No.
Now,
often it was placed in the garden.
I see.
But it was not true with us.
The. What did you use to keep the light out from, I see, shutters now?
Originally it had shades.
Uh-huh. The shutters were added, or?
Added later.
I see. Mm-hmm. And would you tell me?
Go to the back, excuse me. Hello?
You mentioned that you added stairs to the front hall.
Yes.
Where were they before?
The stairs were in the First Methodist Church that was ever built in Kosciuszko. And it was made of wood, and when it was torn down, they took the material and made two rent houses out of it. And this stair was handmade and had handmade nails. And it was put in a bedroom just for convenience and to get up to the second story. And I had admired it for years, and one day I passed by and they were tearing it down. So I bought it. Sight unseen. I mean, I had no idea whether it would go anywhere I wanted it or anything. But I bought it, put it on the side porch, and about a year later I had it put up. We only had to add one step beyond the ceiling so that it doesn't show.
I see.
But we only use the upstairs for storage. We have no rooms upstairs.
That leads me to another question.
Yes.
What do you call that? Did you ever call it a plunder room or
no,
junk
attic,
room?
No, just attic.
Just attic. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What did you use to refer to things like broken furniture that you didn't want to throw away but had no place to keep? Did you call that just junk or what?
Yes, that's right.
That's an interesting item because sometimes we get lumber or plunder or junk or a wide variety of responses.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the back to the living room then.
Okay.
Was that always called the living room?
Ours was always called the living room. And my children, I threatened to build a den on the back of the house, and the children all say, no, this is the only living room we've ever seen that people lived in.
It is very comfortable.
And we don't want to go to a den.
Uh-huh. That's a handsome piece there. Could you tell me about that?
I bought it from an antique dealer in Macon, Mississippi, and it was an imported piece. I imagine it was in a hotel or something in France. And I just liked it and got it.
Incidentally, do you happen to know Tom White Macon?
What business is he in?
He was postmaster.
No, Macon is about 100 miles from here, and I go to antiquing. I used to take the children to camp, in a camp right near Macon, but I don't really know a lot of people in Macon.
He's a great collector of historical items.
Oh, is that
right? Yes, he's made a museum from the American Legion Hall.
Oh, is that right? They are in
Macon.
Fascinating. Krigler, his name?
Tom White Krigler.
Oh, that's right, his name, Dan. We're writing the Tom. He's postmaster.
He's retired.
Okay.
Fine gentleman. Enjoy talking.
Good. We have, as a bicentennial project, the Historical Society is writing, collecting information and hope to write a history of the town of Kosciuszko.